I've not yet lost my enthusiasm for the panelists because this panel is also worth some significant enthusiasm. And I actually have a lot of stories and deep connections with both of these people, and I'm huge fans of each of them. So I'm going to start furthest away from me, physically, but not emotionally. Debbie Fine is going to be joining us on this panel. I'm kind of weaving these things together here. Low blood sugar. Election year issues, political engagement, and affiliated structures. And this is consistent with the Texas approach, substantive with exploration of the actual legal underpinnings, but also with practical insights and perspectives. And so Debbie is perfectly situated to be on this panel and to weigh in here with years of experience both on the tax exempt side, but also working with campaigns and other forms of engagement and folks participating in those types of activities. So Debbie is currently at Open Society Foundations as Deputy General Counsel. She runs a wide, deep range of many, many things. I know, I'm just going to get to that. Many, many things. She's in fact currently the acting general counsel at OSF, which further expands and deepens her broad and deep work for OSF and its people. And from a personal perspective, I've watched Debbie over the years really manage and balance sticking with compliance in a really thorough, nuanced understanding of the legal issues that charities focused on advocacy have to navigate, while also being an incredible partner to the programmatic side of her world and the sector in trying to actually further mission in a compliant and high-impact way. So we're fortunate to have Debbie here today. And we're also fortunate to have Bridget, who we were reminiscing last night. Bridget and I were section mates in law school with like 30 people. And that was actually, despite the youthfulness and vigor of our presentation, we are a little old. And so so the fact that the two of us have managed to end up in the fortunate seat of advising tax exempts on a full-time basis is somewhat unique and notable. And so Bridget represents a wide range. We all have a wide range because that's what our clients bring to us, a wide range of tax exempts and organizations that partner with tax exempts and helps them on a similarly wide range of issues throughout the life cycle of both the charity and, relevant to today's topic, the world in which our charities and tax exempts operate. And she's at Arnold & Porter. And with that, I won't waste any more of the air when you could be spending it on election law issues and practical implications.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
To kick it off, so we're talking about one of our favorite topics, I think, of all time, and how to engage in political activities in an affiliated structure. And it's one that we spend a lot of time...
Or not to engage.
How not to engage.
It's to engage or not to engage.
How to engage in nonpartisan within the affiliated structure. And it's something I think that we both spend a lot of time thinking about and advising on, but it's pretty rare that we actually are presenting on that in a single presentation. So I think it's kind of fun. And, I've been outside counsel my entire career advising affiliated structures in that way. You've been in-house, so we'll bring some different things to this. So to start things off, we're going to try to accomplish a lot in 40 minutes. It is almost impossible even to do a training just on political activities in 40 minutes, but we want to make sure that we're all on the same page here. I'm sure probably at this point most of you, if not all of you, have had trainings on general political activities. Show of hands. Trainings on political activities? Great, okay, lots of them. We're gonna try to do a super, super quick overview of what political activities are and are not in the tax-exempt area, and then we're gonna get into the heart of the discussion where we're gonna be talking about some of these affiliated issues and how the definition of political activities within the tax-exempt space really impacts governance, operations, and a whole bunch of other interesting issues. Without further ado. Oh. That was not me. Okay. Okay, so this chart is an overview of, in general, in the tax exempt space, the different attributes of C3 private foundations, public charities, C4s, and 527 political orgs. So we could be spending a lot of time talking about these different structures and what they are and are not, but we're just going to be focusing today on election-related activity.